Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What did you do with your wedding dress? That's what I want to know. Gwen Stolgest is on the phone. Gwen, how are you today?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. So Elise Glink was on the show on Friday, and she was raving about your organization. It's not really an organization. Basically, it's something that came about on Facebook. Tell everybody what you're doing.
Well, I gave away my wedding dress after I got married in May. And when I did that, I had like five other people reach out to me and want to donate their wedding dresses to someone else who may not be able to afford one also. And then with that, the five that I turned and made this group on, I have now have hundreds of brides wanting to give away their dresses. So I have a Facebook group called Share Dream Dresses, and it's for anyone who would like to share their dress with the others, or you know, if you're searching for one, you can simply go on there and become a member, agree to the rules, and you know, hopefully find your dream dress on there.
One act of kindness, and look at what has snowballed. My gosh. So what made you think that, you know, after getting married in May, you were ready to give away the dress right away?
Well, I actually made the decision that I didn't really want to keep it like a month or so after I had purchased it back in like October. It wasn't something that I wanted to hold on to and keep because it's just so beautiful. Like, why would I want to put it in a box or hang it in the back of my closet? So I just really wanted to help somebody else out who couldn't afford one. And now it's just helping so many.
So the average price of a bridal gown last year was about $1,800. How much did you pay for yours?
Roughly $3,000.
$3,000, and you knew right away you wanted to give it away. And how did you choose the bride that you gave it to?
Well, I kind of posted something on Facebook, and it kind of snowballed from there because I asked people to send me like a couple paragraphs on why they deserve the dress. Like my husband and I kind of just narrowed it down, and then we chose somebody from there.
How fun. That is so amazing. And I'm guessing you saw the pictures of her in your wedding dress at her wedding, or has it taken place yet?
Well, it's in October, so I will be, yes.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, so so you've had, then that spurred somebody else to do it. So tell us some of the rules. Do you have to submit your size, or how does this all work?
I mean, it would be, obviously we don't need anybody coming onto the page and trying to receive more than one dress. So, I mean, it would be simpler if you already had your measurements and so forth. So that way you're not like receiving one that's either too small or too big and then like having to search again for someone else or, you know, and then to re-donate that one. So it would be simpler if you just became a member, you agreed to the rules, and you posted your measurements and kind of something like what kind you're looking for, so to speak, and kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And the stories I bet you're reading are pretty amazing, right?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of different stories, and they're all so special in their own way. It really is like a really great group. I just love reading them in the evenings when I have time to catch up finally. It's really nice.
I bet. So you gave away your wedding dress, and that you started this whole thing in May, and we're at the end of July, well, actually mid-July. So how many people have joined the Facebook group so far?
There's over 4,200 members, yes.
Oh, wow. And of course, you don't want to ask for a dress on behalf of someone else. You want the brides themselves to interact.
Yes, of course. Yes. It's not just bridal gowns. It's also mother of the bride or groom gowns, maybe some bridesmaid dresses. You know, anything that's kind of wedding related that's a form of a dress is on there.
Yeah, we had somebody who sent us a text, and they said that their daughter actually sold the dress, the linens, the arrangements, everything to do with the wedding, and threw in the mother of the bride dress as well, and came away with only $300 net cost. So I think people are starting to let go of the things that we used to think we had to hang on to, like it was tradition. Somehow you put it in a box and you hoped your daughter would get married in it someday. And we all know that never happens.
Right.
So
yeah, I have a daughter And, you know, I want her to be able to experience the whole searching for a dress thing on her, you know, in her own way. It's not something I wanted to have, you know, for her to pass down on, because I want her to experience that whole thing. So
in order for somebody to donate the dress, do you ask that they have it cleaned and then be willing to give it freely?
I mean, there are some people on there that said that they like have it and it's not necessarily dry cleaned, you know, and they posted pictures, and people are still taking those and getting them dry cleaned themselves, because obviously the purchase of a dress compared to, you know, the $150 that a dry cleaning is obviously a lot more reasonable than purchasing an actual dress. So, I mean, the preference obviously would to have it dry cleaned, yes. However, you know, there are people on there still that are still tell you that it's not dry cleaned, and then obviously if you're accepting it, then you can get it dry cleaned, yes.
And is there a price point involved? Like, I'm imagining, you know, you don't want somebody putting up a dress that they got at Goodwill for, you know, $9.99, and then or do you care?
No, it really doesn't matter. I just, everything on the free is, or on the site is free and donated, so you cannot ask for any sort of money. So obviously between the two people, someone, if you're not local, then one of you two is obviously paying for the shipping, you know, and so far we've had very minimal, like, issues with that whole situation. But yeah, so that's it. Everything else is completely free.
And what do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm the vice president of a staffing agency.
Well, I commend you. I love that your act of kindness turned into 4,200 people wanting to give away their wedding dress. I think that's fantastic. Thanks for starting a chain that will hopefully carry on.
Yeah, I am super excited about it. Like I said, I enjoy reading the stories in the evening time when I have time. And I definitely hope it's something that will, you know, withstand and grow into something, you know, more beautiful.
So it's Shared Dream Dresses, and it's a Facebook group, and that's where people can find out about it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Sure.
Yes, no, Steve's, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Steve's going to update you on everything that's happening that you need to know. That is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.